Jerry, I remember vividly watching you try and mend fences between the Bella twins. I guess that was what about
it? Didn't end well.
No, it did not end well. And Jerry, I don't know if you either did an incredible acting job or I thought maybe you had actually gotten hurt because there was that scuffle that they had in the ring. And you kind of were.
Were you okay? I was down and both Bella twins, they threw me. And both Bella twins were on top of me. And I, you know, and my glasses off and I went, oh, and then I'm looking up and I say, you got 25 minutes to get off me. But it was crazy. And then they took me away on a stretcher. But you know what? I hadn't told my wife that I was doing that night. Because I was out of town and I think she knew that I was going to one day be on the WWE, whatever, Monday Night Raw. But she wasn't. And then it suddenly dawned on me, oh, my God, what if my family is watching this? They don't know, you know, what's really going on. They're going to see me being carted off. So what I remember doing is, you know, in football games, when a player gets hurt and he's carted off the field, he invariably, if he's okay, puts his thumb up.
Yep.
You know, to say, I'm okay. So I did the same thing. And the crowd went crazy, but that was fun to do.
All right. Well, yeah, absolutely. And you did a great job of selling us. You had me fooled totally. I thought you really were hurt, and I was nervous. Jerry, wanted to ask you, too, we'll get back to the Jerry Springer Show in just a second, but I was doing some research here, and I see that you host a dating show. I've tried out for The Bachelor, actually, twice and did not get to the very final round. But
I did Baggage.
And what was that like?
That was a lot of fun to do. We shot 320 episodes, so I think they'll just keep running that forever. But, it was great fun. It's where you one person would get to choose from three which one he or she wanted to go out with. And the only thing which made this show different is that the three who were the contestants trying to, be selected, they would have to reveal three items of their personal baggage before the choice would be made. So normally you don't find out the baggage of someone you go out with until, 6 months into the relationship or 6 years or whatever. But here you know going in what you're dealing with. And it's a great concept. And when people watch it there, if you're watching with your significant other or with anybody, you're immediately saying, gee, would I accept that baggage with you or et cetera. So, it turned out to be a really good show.
That's awesome. So, Jerry, my next question has to do with where you're at in your career now. I sort of speak for some of the bros who are in their 20s and early 30s, and we're trying to make it in this world, but, it's a grind to get there, and you've had tremendous success getting to where you're at. You went through politics to journalism. Kind of tell me about your path and, when you're in your 20s and how you were able to get to have your own show that's syndicated now for 25 years. Tell me about that journey a little bit.
Well, I don't think you can plan that journey. It was, pure luck. I mean, the only job I ever applied for was, when I ran and was elected mayor of Cincinnati, that obviously you apply for. So, my whole interest in my school years and coming out of school was political. And, I was part of the civil rights movement, the anti-war movement during the 60s. My first job out of law school was with Bobby Kennedy. So that's the only thing I ever wanted to do in life. I wasn't thinking of, having a career or making money or anything like that. It just didn't. But then after we had term limits and after 10 years, I had to do something else. And NBC came to us during my term as mayor and said, whenever you're, ready, whenever your term is up, they hired me to anchor the news in Cincinnati. They figured if I'd been the mayor, I would, know the community. So I took the job as the news anchor on the NBC affiliate in Cincinnati, and I did that for 10 years. The company that owned the TV station where I did the news also owned talk shows. They owned Phil Donahue, Sally Jesse Raphael. So one day, Phil was going to retire. So one day the CEO takes me to lunch and said, Phil's going to retire. We're going to start another talk show. You're going to host it. So I was assigned to it. I mean to tell you all this stuff, that every job I've ever had has been because someone saw what I was doing at the time and offered me another position. So it's pure luck. So when young people come to me and say, hey, how do I get in, you know, how do I get a career or how do I get a talk show? I have no clue. Some, you know, because most talk show hosts come from doing something else. So someone who's producing a show sees something they like, I guess, and they just offer you the job. You know, the best thing I could say is go into radio or television with local stations and maybe then, you know, you move on up. But that's the best answer I can give. My life has been pure luck. Nothing I've, you know, not on my own merits, just I've been lucky.
And you certainly have had quite the career, Jerry. And I want to follow up with, you've met so many different personalities and you've been in the limelight now for so many years, but if I'm reading correctly, you've been married to Mickey Velton since 1973. Is that correct?
Yeah, I've been married for 42 years. We've been married for 42 years, yeah.
How are you able to keep, you know, your marriage intact and be successful at that? Because that's one of the things now that's, it seems to be so difficult, not just in Hollywood or, you know, in the limelight, or, you know, even just in the era of social media, you know, just a lot of distractions out there. How are you able to keep your marriage strong?
If it's show business, the simple rule is never mix your private life with your career. So because if you try to mix your personal life with your public life, you will ruin both. So that's the best advice I could give anybody in this field. You know, and what happens is, let's say you're a movie star. If you're a movie star, you don't have a movie out every month. So there are always down periods. And oftentimes, a lot of celebrities, to keep their name out in front of the public, since they don't have anything out right then, you know, they invite the magazines to come and take pictures of their house or pictures of the wedding or a picture of their kids graduating. In other words, they start mixing their personal stories with their public career. And then all of a sudden, if something goes south, you can't say to the media, well, I live a private life, you can't cover it. You know, so you got to make your choice. So the best way to have a good marriage is, you know, would you be married if you weren't wealthy? Would you be married if you didn't have if you weren't famous? You know, and if you can answer yes to those questions because you love the person that much, then it'll work.
I'll keep that in mind when I meet the one, Jerry. Thanks for that. Last quick question. 25 years you've been doing this. How many more you got left?
Well, I let NBC Universal know that I will be stopping when I'm 104.
There you go.
Because I want to enjoy my retirement.
All right. Well,
no, I'm not going to retire. You know, as long as I stay healthy, it's fun to do. I'm lucky. I don't need to make a living anymore. But it's a fun show to do. And then I do my podcast, which I really enjoy, and I do that every week.
All right, where can we find that podcast?
You can go to jerryspringer.com or go on YouTube and just hit Jerry Springer Podcast. And every week we do a live podcast from Ludlow, Kentucky, which is right across the river from Cincinnati. I do it at a coffee shop there. It's a folk music coffee parlor, and we do 10 minutes of comedy, 10 minutes of a political rant, and then 10 minutes of the music. Because people come into the coffee parlor with their banjos, their guitars, their fiddles, and we have bluegrass, folk music. We have bands coming in from around the country now, hearing about the podcast, and you know they want to be on it. So it's great fun, and you can just listen whenever you want. Just go to, as I said, Jerry Springer Podcast on YouTube.
Jerry, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Really appreciate it.
Super. Thanks for having me.